ready when you want.
Does it help have the lights a little more?
It's good, I'm fine. I just close it for focus because it's like a fun house. They're all spinning.
Phil, don't have to look at us. You can just...
anything I look at. It's getting better, though. The bubbles are going away, so that means the inflammation's down.
She doesn't waste any... Board on Track doesn't waste any time bumping this meeting and putting May's meeting
in. I know, right? I wonder if you can give it a window of bumping.
Oh, wow. 30-minute
window.
All right. Today is April 20th, 2017, time set for the Ogden Preparatory Academy's board meeting. At this time, we want to call the meeting to order. It is 4:36 p.m. Let's take record of attendance, if we could, please. Nancy Hornsby.
Steve Ballard.
Samantha Shoup.
Larda Holst.
Nick Boucher.
Debbie
Dean. Josh Renfer.
Casey Kennington.
Amy Campbell.
I see Monty walking through the parking lot.
And Monty will be joining us shortly. Van Aston is excused today for personal matter. Our next item on the agenda will be review and discuss items on the last board meeting and also take a vote. Does anybody have any comments, suggestions, revisions, or anything for the last board meeting?
For the minutes?
Minutes.
No, I motion that we approve the minutes from last meeting.
I second.
I have a motion from Sam to approve a board meeting on 3/16/2017 and a second from Nick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. I think we're just waiting for a few minutes for Monty to get here and we'll move right into closed session. Maybe we could go to policies and vote on the discipline and behavior policy.
So, can we get a little background on that? I read it, but it's a new one. It's not a revised one.
It's a new one. The state required through the special ed department that we have it, and
okay.
So Casey and Carol collaborated to create it based on their guidelines.
Okay.
Plus LRBI. The behavior discipline is based on special ed model, but it's for every student.
Okay.
So give guidelines.
I motion that we approve the discipline and behavior policy.
A second.
Samantha Shoup moves to approve the 7.18 discipline and behavior policy, and it is seconded by Nick. We need a verbal vote on that. I mean a name vote.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 The motion carries to approve the discipline and behavior policy. If we can move on to closed session.
A motion that we go into closed session to discuss contract review.
I have a motion to go into closed session by Steve Ballard and a second by Nick. We'll now go into closed session.
Okay, we need a roll call.
Roll call vote. Nancy Nider, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Samantha Shoup, aye.
Larda Holst, aye.
Nick Boucher, aye.
Closed session.
Okay. Motion to come out of closed session.
Second.
I have a motion from Nick to come out of closed session, a second by Steve. Nancy Nider, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Samantha Shoup, aye.
Larda Holst, aye.
Nick Boucher, aye.
But motion carries. Vote by a vote. Is that the language?
Yeah.
Where are we at? Let's move to the new item. We have a board on track. First and foremost, they want $12,345.25 a year to maintain that. I've kind of wondered if I need to make a call and say we can't quite afford that and see if they would come down and give us a little bit better deal, even if they came down $1,000 or $2,000 and saved us. But at the minimum or the maximum at this time is going to be $12,345.25. And I need it. We need a vote on that amount unless we can get it down. Any discussion?
So is that different? We knew it was that, didn't we?
Yeah, we knew it was that.
We kind of knew that was going through. So we did 1 year?
We did 1 year. And
so now we're renewing it?
I thought it was supposed to be 12 for the first year and then 10 after.
The lottery drops, but the lottery drops quite much more significantly than that.
Oh. So this doesn't drop.
We did it about the same time, didn't we?
Yeah. Do we have like an original bid from them by chance?
I can go look for it.
I'm just...
You probably just call Marcy and ever send it to you.
Let me see. Well, do you have it in your email by chance? What's it called?
Born on Track.
Mm-hmm. I just, for some reason, that seems to...
I had it. For some reason, I thought it was like a one-time fee. I didn't realize that it was that much annually. But I missed it. I wasn't in. I mean, it's. I just thought, wow, yeah.
Well, I think that, and one of the things I want to talk about in the retreat is a program like this becomes so valuable, mm-hmm. partly just because you need a portal to have board communication in, and when you spread board communication out of all kinds of different devices and different sides of things, it really, you know, then it's open to grandma policies. And so if, I mean, even all of our laptops here, you know, if we had got subpoenaed, even if we sent a text message on our phone doing anything with board, now our whole phone is available. So to me, when you, that's what the value of Board on Track is if it creates a portal that we can communicate through, and then what we should work towards is to get streamline all of our conversation that it goes through there. And Andrew and I talked about a couple ideas, and he's still thinking through it about creating, you know, using some of the other ways for us to communicate, like through an app, so that we can have all boards and administrations the same. You know, when you guys are in your offices and you're texting each other back and forth on your personal phone or whatever, it's no longer a personal phone. But if we have some sort of an app that, you know, like a Hangout or chat or, you know, some sort of product like that we can communicate in, it protects your devices. So I think we do it again.
Yeah.
And but we try to, definitely try to get more out of it.
So if we vote on it, Nancy, will you see what, be able to check that original bid? Because for some reason I thought it was a step down. And then if it's less, then we pay less.
Yeah.
It's like $500 to, or 1,000. It was 13 something last year. Wasn't that 13.5?
No, it was.
When did we, because we voted on, that's why it's throwing me off, because I was trying to find the original board
pack. We implemented in like, did we do in the summer?
No, it seems like it was like,
mm-hmm.
we started in the summer, but didn't we vote on it like?
In the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we knew we needed something.
I can't find anything. I'll go.
Is it in the budget?
Yeah.
Okay. So just motion to approve the Board on Track contract, or not contract?
Yeah.
We're safe with that. Not to exceed
$12,345.25.
Yes.
I have a motion from Sam to approve the budget for Board on Track. Do I have a second?
Second it.
Steve seconds that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Firewall purchase, Steve.
I motion that we approve this firewall budget for the amount of $5,175.
I second the motion.
I have a motion from Steve to approve the firewall purchase, and a second from Sam. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Awesome. Do you want to discuss the new board member?
So we want to, I would motion that we open up interviews to fill Scott's vacant spot left from his resignation. We would, if we approve it in this board here today, then we'll post it, and then so that by the end of it, we'll post it for 30 days and we'll do the same thing. They email a resume in, and then we will do a special task force to do interviews at the end of May, so that we're ready to vote on that new board member by our June meeting. That's a long motion.
That is a long motion. I have a motion from Steve for the determination of a new board member.
I'll second that.
I have a second from Laura. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The board succession plan. We want to table that.
So not a motion to table.
I motion that we table the board succession plan.
I have a motion to table the board succession plan by Sam and a second by Nick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That will be readdressed.
Wait. I'm still on Steve's motion.
Sorry.
Well, I'm going to go back just a little bit and do a little bit of training. It's on the agenda somewhere. On governance. So last board meeting, we had a little bit of training on governance. And so I keep asking myself, really, what is the role of governance? So I wanted just to answer that question today, or define governance. And in defining governance, Board on Track says that boards are an oversight structure. That's their job, oversee. And so then it goes on to point out that you can call us a board, you can call us the Board of Trustees, or whatever you want. Any legal corporation, any corporation, nonprofit, or whatever, has a board, and their jobs are include legal responsibilities, general oversight, planning and policy making, and
fiduciary.
Fiduciary. Requirements. That's it. That's governance. That is what we do as a board. We don't get to be anything else. This is what your specialties are. That's what you're trained in, is everything else. Ours is just to make sure that the checks and balances are in place, and that we're their support system in making sure that they follow through. So as an oversight structure, we just fulfill the school's promise of legal obligations, making sure that legal and the fiduciary, why can't I say that? I've said it my whole life.
Yeah.
Fiduciary are happening and are in place. So, and in ending all of that, we are not a board without each other. We are a board collectively. End of sentence. I'm not a board. Steve's not the board. Laura, Sam, Nick, Van aren't the board. We are a board as one. And so our board authority is only valid as a group or a quorum. So just a reminder on that governance. I'm going to hit that hard over the next. We've talked a little bit about training, and we're going to set up a 24-month training and just do one little blurb like this every month so that we can touch on these topics and make sure that we're getting the open law stuff and our roles defined and make sure that we follow all that stuff. All right, what's next?
Wait.
Yeah.
So I missed, so the motion, I was working on Steve's motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a board member, I missed a motion.
So Sam motion to table the board configuration succession plan, right. And Laura seconded that motion.
Thank you. To table it, okay.
Until June.
June's meeting. Any other business? Oh, we haven't heard from you today.
The school report. Yeah.
We need the school report. We kind of went way out of order.
We'll go quick.
Well, we don't have finance, isn't on the agenda, but I have finance if you want.
It's really, a lot hasn't changed from last month. It was just a few notches,
yeah.
You know, a few percentages higher on most things. Really, the important part was the S&P report. So if everybody's okay with that.
I think we're very happy with the way the S&P went. I mean, I was very impressed how Monty and Amy and Josh were pretty much the players in that, and the others of us kept the bench warm. But it was very interesting to listen to and hear their input and hear them advocating for us. Okay, Amy, how about a report from you?
Stage begins Monday. The final dibbles will begin in the next few weeks, and will be completed by the end of the day. The teacher effectiveness project, we're looking at planning for the summer trainings, and currently we have a group going to AVID training, four people, right? We have a group going here in May, the first week away. How many people are going in May? Yeah. And then we're looking at professional development for next year. So we've been doing observations inside all the classrooms to collect data for us so that we can, and it's evaluation time right now. We've been evaluating teachers. We're in a competition. I think I'm winning.
There you go.
I don't. I think Josh is ahead, because Josh is always ahead.
Don't tell where you're at, Josh.
So I know. It's horrible. Anyway, but Casey's not winning. I'm just kidding. So, and it's rough to get out and do evaluation when you have so many other things to do. But it's been good because it helps us kind of track trends for what kind of professional development we need in the future. So we have one more year with the assessment to achievement group out of state, and we're going to stay with them. But we've had some very candid conversations with them this spring that we would like to tailor it more to us, because we felt like the trainings and the systems and the platforms were all built for a district implemented program rather than a single charter school program. So we've kind of taken it and run our own direction, and they're giving us a little bit of leeway. They try to reel us in every now and then, and we just keep moving forward. So that's, we're going to stay in that. There will be a group going to the professional development for that this summer as well. And then teacher interview and hiring process. We have, I think, one position that we have offered to that we're still waiting, and then we are pretty complete. Of course, contracts went out last Friday, and when that happens, then the negotiations start, and people decide if they feel like they're worth more or less, and you know, nobody ever decides they're worth less. Everyone always decides they're worth more. So there's been a lot of negotiation this week and threats, so there could be movement. And then S&P review the contracts. The summer schedule. Josh, you guys had that meeting while I was in surgery. So do you want to talk to what the summer schedule, what we set it at? I know we're going 10 to 2, and we're going to change the time off for cleaning because we felt like we need to come back earlier.
Yeah, instead of just saying, we've done different things in the past, and like say that we're going to close the building for July, and then if you get to the end of July, you really kind of need to be here. So I don't, what window did we give
so,
it?
Yeah, so we're going to do full-time office hours, regular office hours through May. Mm-hmm. And then in the first, through the 19th of June, will be the 10 to 2, the office will be open. But we're working on a list of responsibilities and things that have to be done this summer, so the secretaries may be here longer, if that's just when the office hours will be. And then, so the school will be closed from the 20th of June through the 19th of July.
I gotta look at the calendar.
It's about 4 weeks. And then the last 2 weeks of July. We'll have the 10 to 2 office hours. And then starting the 1st of August, they'll go full time again.
Because we're starting school on the 21st, but we're gonna keep the same model that we used last year. We're gonna bring our new teachers back for 3 days of training before the rest of the teachers get here so that they get an intensive training on how OPA works. So registration this year, we had a ton of feedback on registration last year. It was probably the most effective one I think we've had since I got here in the last 4 years, because we did it all in one site. Parents came in, registered, boom, we're done and gone. And we did it only 5 through 9. This year we're gonna do all grades because we really like the back to school night being inside the first week, because then the kids got to do the tours and it gave them a leadership role to orchestrate the back to school night. But in the feedback, we got a ton about, we got to school on the first day and hadn't toured the building and hadn't seen the building, especially for your K through fourth grade who didn't come to registration.
That's a big deal.
So we're gonna do registration on the 7th and the 8th of August, and that's gonna be for the entire building, and there will be tours, the LIA kids will be here, as well as OPAPO wants to be here for recruitment and to also be involved in the tours so that they become more visible inside the building, which I think is fantastic. So that's gonna be 7th and 9th, 7th and 8th, and then 9, 10, 11 is new teachers are back for training, and then all teachers come back and staff part-time for the next week, the 14th through the, is it 19th? Yeah. And 20, oh, because we start on the 21st, so yeah, 18th. And then school starts on the 21st, so, and that calendar is up. The enrollment for next year is currently at 103. We are pushing a little bit to reduce our class size because of the windfall from the state and because we're in pretty good standing with our savings. We need to take care of our teachers a little bit. They're averaging, last year our second grade, average class size was 30, and one class had 31 in it. So we've got to really start reducing down.
What are you wanting to do? Are you wanting to do like a TA in each class, or are you wanting to just bring down numbers?
We are on TAs. We're currently in about a 1 to 14, 1 to 15 in each classroom. So what we did is in the rollover, in the re-enrollment, there are five grades we did not have to add anybody and held at about a 107 per grade level, which puts us closer to 26 kids on average per class.
Oh, okay.
Which is doable because the charter is at 27 is the cap. 25 is the goal, 27 is the cap. And we had a conversation with the teachers that's our goal, is to drop it a little bit, but you can't do it all in one fell swoop because you can't say to kids, thank you for re-enrolling, now you have to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And how do you select who goes? And they, of course, all giggled and said, I'll give you a list of who. It was good, right? So anyway, so there's that. And then, so really second grade, third grade, fourth, fifth, and sixth held in the re-enrollment, which is good. That's good retention. And then we're starting at 1103, but we're budgeting next year. We're budgeting at 1070. We're not going to be at 1070. We're going to be closer to like 1080, don't you think? Josh would go 1070 tomorrow, but I can't.
You can push fourth, fifth, sixth. It's just the 28 in first grade, 28 in second. That's hard.
Right. Yeah. So I did. I pushed 7, 8, and 9 to 120. Because I can do that, because there's more hours, and their average class size is closer to 22 if you do it in those number range, 25 at 120. It's been at 22, 23. So, enrollment. OPPO is doing a spring fiesta on April 28th, and they're doing another recruitment drive for members to OPPO. They had their largest OPPO meeting that I have been to this last Tuesday, and they're pushing. They're pushing for recruitment. They're pushing. The spring festival fiesta is turning into like a carnival type experience, don't you think, at this point? And the multicultural dinner for the Spain fundraiser is going to be rolled into that. So essentially, the Spain kids are going to be serving, and their parents are going to be serving all the food. The cafeteria is making the food, providing a lot of the food in excess that they have, and then they're serving, and the money's going straight to the Spain trip and to the Washington D.C. trip. All right, and then Josh has the highlight reel for the elementary.
Just trying to think of some things that have happened since we last met. Every morning, I mean, people still say the pledge is in their classroom, but with our Eagle team trying to tie it into the seven habits. There's an Eagle leader that comes down every morning and leads the school in the SOAR pledge. And SOAR stands for, basically, students will stand up and speak out, they own their actions, accept others, and reach out and respect their school and community. So that was a development of kind of an evidence of student leadership, so that's pretty cool to see that on a daily basis. Kids are proud to come in and be a part of the announcements. I just lost the highlight reel as I scanned over to the SOAR pledge. Oh, thank you. Tie into the leader and me, our wildly important goals, that's what WIG stands for. We had set a goal to read 3 million minutes as a school, because last year we read like 2.8 million, and we're well over that. Last time I looked, it was like 3.5, so kids are reading, and I should announce more during the announcements how many minutes they've read. They earn gum, because that was our theme with a gumball. So they can earn gum at the end of every quarter. And you'd be amazed how excited kids get to get a stick of gum, you know? And then the teachers get to manage it. Some make them take it home, some let them chew it during math, and they got to spit it out. But as long as they get to manage it, they're
up.
The day after the spring fiesta, there is an OPA 5K. Because that Young Runners program, as I know some of your kids are a part of that Kim Briggs really does a marvelous job there. And then they're going to also participate in the 5K at the Ogden Marathon. Although I don't know.
Some of them are doing the relay as well. She's got kids that are going to be
She's got a couple
relay
of relay teams,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, I just said kudos to the special ed department. I mean, this time of year, I mentioned it last time, you're getting all your yearly IEPs, and Terrell and Beth and Darby and Amanda, they're running rampant. And then they're very flexible because you schedule meetings and parents have issues that come up or people cancel, and they really do a nice job to stay in compliance with everything they do. And then Nancy was a part of a situation that we had where we just have to come up with unique situations where kids need extra monitoring. We're gonna have a unique situation upstairs where we have a student with really high needs, and as we take on more of those things, they really have to be flexible and plan and brainstorm, and they do a good job with that, so I just wanted to give them a shout out, I guess. Dibbles, the end of year Dibbles is gonna be starting up here very soon, so we'll be able to look at some data to see how the reading has progressed throughout the year. Like Amy mentioned before, we're in the middle of evaluation. One of the things that I like is we kind of worked as a team to develop a model for teachers who are veterans, and so you can go in and see them. It's a different model, so they're kind of showcasing things that they've worked on, and we've got a lot of good teachers. We really are doing some amazing things. And sometimes you get going into the day-to-day stuff, and then you get a chance to sit down in a classroom for 30 minutes and say, this is neat. So that's always good to be reminded of why we do what we do. YMCA Family Night was last week. They had a bouncy house and a slide, and they're doing. I'm glad to have a partnership with them. They're flexible too, because the gym is, especially when it's cold outside, is such a busy place. But they work really hard to develop relationships with the families we have here. So I do everything, or hopefully we do everything we can to support them. I'll let Casey talk about soccer in a second. Amy already talked about. I put the fun run up on there twice, and Amy already talked about the carnival. So go ahead.
With the fun run,
thank you.
There's also a car wash. Spain is doing a car wash bake sale here in the parking lot.
The country of.
Yeah. Sweet.
They're a little hard up right now.
Soccer team's doing well. Not our best season, but it's okay. The kids are working hard. They're having fun. I will say we beat Mount Ogden, their boys team, so as you see in there, I say we're the best team in Ogden.
And you should go to Opa Aguilas and watch the highlight reel. Goal, and then what the kids do afterwards, it's entertainment.
That got mugged.
Yeah.
In a good way. Spang leaves on May 11th. DC is on the 15th.
It's hilarious.
We already talked about the kids that went to DC, or Dominican Republic. We talked about that.
I don't know if they talked about it.
Nope, we didn't
talk
about it.
I'm sure someone else could explain more.
they got
stuck in.
They got bonus time.
Bonus trip.
They got New York trip included.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they got to leave the airport.
They missed their flight, and so then they got to New York, and there were no flights out of New York. Emily and I are both looking for flights out of New York. You could not find anything. There wasn't a flight off the Eastern Seaboard back to Salt Lake. It was insane until Monday. So they got there Friday night. And Monday
awesome.
At 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, they finally got on a plane, and there were only six of them. So,
oh my gosh,
it was crazy.
But they
got
to go into New York
duck
and hang out.
They got duck boat tour.
So, ETS is it ETS tour?
EFT.
EFT tours that you had to buy a travel insurance, and it included problems like
scenarios
that.
Like this.
So they got
$20 a day or something, $130
a
day.
So they got money for a hotel, for food, and for sightseeing.
Is that trip tied to a class, or it's just a?
It's just a. They do it over spring break because it's just another Spanish type class, Spanish speaking class, and it's a more service oriented trip. They work in houses and gardens and orphanages and all of that while they're there. They also went to the Empire State Building. One of the parents bought them tickets to Phantom of the Opera and had them picked up in a limo. Interesting. And then the duck boat thing is really cool. They got just hop on, hop off to see all the towns and cities. So, cool. Pictures were cool.
Good. Yeah. The triathlon team left today. They're going to do the Rage. There's 12 of them. Three of them are doing the Olympic. YMCA is offering tutoring twice a week for $25 a month at the junior high. So we're trying to advertise that. They're trying to figure out ways. The numbers are much, much lower in the junior high. I think they have 4 kids that are regularly going. So they're trying to beef that up with tutoring. And then we started a new discipline procedure for after school detentions. They were getting really big. We were having 20 plus kids in after school detentions because of name tags and planners and targets.
Three of them were nine.
So we changed that to during lunch. They eat a sack lunch up front, and then we go clean the soccer fields, or we were cleaning windows today, and we've had maybe three or four a day. So
right.
It's not as bad.
So it drops the organizational detention by
and we've,
good.
With Debbie, we've had more supervision to lunch.
Debbie is a homemonger, and she's loving it.
I was going to say, you're having detention problems with Debbie?
Lowest hour of my life.
But there will be some tweaks in the summer with that, but that's been really good. So that's probably a highlight. So, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, no, you put I didn't say anything about the days of the awards assembly.
I put them all on the master calendar.
Oh, they are?
Okay. So, yeah. The awards assemblies are all on the master calendar except for the secondary assembly, which is gonna be on the 22nd, which is Monday of the last week. But we haven't decided the length of time that we need for it and how, if it's gonna be in the afternoon or if it's gonna be in the morning. It's a full day, so it'll probably be in the afternoon from 1 to end of day so that kids can leave with their parents. But we are looking at highlighting ninth graders, and we've had a whole bunch of discussion about how to do it. And I wanna do something that leaves them with the legacy of OPA and their time here, so we celebrate the tradition of them being here, but I also want to give them something that they take on and can wear or can exhibit when they graduate from high school. Because, like, this is my first year of kids graduating from high school at OPA, and we were talking about, like, if we gave them pins and then at graduation they could wear the OPA pin, you know, like mm-hmm. It just says OPA on it. That'd be so cool. So that's kind of the conversation we're in right now. And that I'll get that date set in the next week. And then the field days are all in the calendar. And it's the field day for the secondary, we're taking them all on separate days to iFlow. Right. They gave us a killer deal. Killer. And the middle school kids will be like, heck yeah, let's do this. And then we do still have the lagoon trip, and that's the 19th, correct?
17th.
And we're only taking two, we took 100 kids last year based on Aguilas of Excellence. This year we're taking 200 kids. So we've opened it up a little bit more. And then the Spain trip leaves on the 11th and is back the 21st.
I think
that's everything. There's a lot. Lots of
lots
of
good
always.
Yeah.
And I personally, my son graduates from high school on the 23rd. So if I get to go to Spain, we're still in eye conversation. If I go, I'll return the 21st, do the awards assembly on the 22nd, leave the night of the 22nd to go to my son's graduation, come back the 24th to go to Ogden's graduation to see our first round of kids graduate, and Ben Lomans is on the 25th. It's like the next day. So,
awesome.
Good times. My other son's graduation is June 1st. So.
Sweet.
Not now, lots going on.
Question. Did we increase the lunch fees for next year?
We got to have that conversation inside the budget. So they're running comparisons right now for me.
Okay.
Of other schools. We had them do it last year.
Did it go in the book, though? That's what I was. Did it go in the student
handbook, right?
That's not gone yet.
Oh, okay.
Are the prices listed in there? I can't remember.
I think that it is.
No. Yes?
Yeah, they are.
So we have to take another pass at the handbook because the handbook has to match the policy that you passed tonight.
Okay.
So does that have to be decided before that goes to print, or is that prices?
They were sending it a lot earlier than they needed to send it in past years.
But if we're not having a May meeting, we'll be okay in June.
Yeah.
Okay. You can send it that way.
You don't have to approve the handbook. We have to approve the lunch thing.
Yeah, the lunch.
Prices out of the handbook, the planner.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't need to be in there.
To make it align with the discipline procedure, there's nothing that's, they don't contradict at all. One's just much more detailed.
Very nice. You
went
to that.
So we could remove the prices from the planner, and that would give us time to see if
vote on it in June.
It out to the parents in the summer.
Okay. Yeah.
But all the area charter schools are higher than us. They're at $2. And that's.
And are they Title I schools too?
Are they what?
They're Title I schools as well, aren't they?
Da Vinci has a Title I population, okay. And they're at $225. Adventure doesn't have a title.
I just don't want us to forget to do that like we were supposed to last year.
But the problem is that the district is at $1.45 because they have a central kitchen.
Yeah, well.
And we are going to reduce our costs by, we're going to go to a common menu next year.
You're going to save a fortune.
Because our ordering is,
through
we
the
have
roof.
Two kitchens ordering separate food, your prices are higher. So we've already taken breakfast out of that building and moved it over here, and the numbers breakfast because she's offering hot breakfast in this building where there wasn't hot breakfast in the other building. And the kids like to come and eat with their little brothers and sisters. It's kind of interesting. So there's that. And then, and that's, we're going to continue that into next year because that reduces our staffing in the other room because it drops an hour off their hours. So there's that. And then we're going to look at a common menu.
And does that mean a salad bar in both?
They're doing an offer versus serve right now, which does open up because then the kids get to select. And our garbage cans at lunch are not filled with lettuce and all the vegetables that they're forced to take in the other model. So that's been good.
All right.
Okay. That is all I got. Anything else?
Nope.
Anything?
Quite a bit of money to be saved there. So you guys are on the right track with that. All right.
Thank you. Good report.
That was a good report. Thank you. Any other business that we might have missed?
The retreat.
Yeah. Okay.
Just real quick hit on that. So,
go, man.
We are thinking about doing the board retreat on June 15th. So the format would be we come together for a normal board meeting, our June board meeting. Then we have dinner delivered and catered here, and we'll eat dinner. And then we'll go into a board retreat. So we would be from like 4:30 to 9. But we can, so it makes it one long day.
What day did you say?
15th.
The 15th.
And your board meeting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we're just going to extend it to be
one day retreat.
Yeah.
And you—that's the day you need to leave by 6, though, right?
No, that was tonight, but I had to cancel,
okay.
So I didn't go with them to because they're on their own.
Also, UPAC's conference. I don't know if anyone's interested in doing that.
Do you have dates on that?
June 6th.
You got to get 7th. Signed up because it's expensive.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
we
a
get
discount
a discount
for 5 people, and there's another group discount. It's like $10 off per person.
Going to that meeting, I got a discount,
awesome! Are you the only one who came out of us?
I think they're recruiting.
Yeah, but he learned a lot.
I think honestly, they know Sam, and they know you. If you called them and said, "I want to send my board members, but I don't want to pay this much money. Can you do me a favor?" They would.
I think it's something that we need to look at least. Couple of us going at minimally because you learned so much.
Can I finish on the retreat?
I'm sorry.
Things on the retreat.
I thought you were done. Sorry, I'll shut up.
So is everybody okay with that if we just do, right? Normally what we've done in the past is we've had a 2-day and we do a half and half, but it makes it pretty late. Does that look like it works for you?
Yeah.
On your schedule? What about admin? And I don't.
Do you want us there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
are you having her the whole time?
We're doing a regular board meeting.
Just for I think is when we'll do a pre retreat planning, and it might be like
they come for
the
bit,
first hour.
Then, yeah.
But we'd love to have you come for dinner.
Okay.
And then eat dinner.
Okay.
And then you know, I think one thing we've been talking about, and so to prepare for that, we just need a few things for just to put in everybody's head is. We're going to do a board assessment, so we need to open that up on
Board on Track.
So you'll get an email saying that you need to do a board assessment. You just rate yourself as the board. You do a board rating. And then one of the things we're going to just start doing at our retreat every year is you'll re-sign your board member commitment, where you sign the bottom. And then if everybody can just have you know, a short list of goals that they are going to want it, that they want to do in the next year, but they're more personal, these kind of things, then we'll just take those and come to the meeting with them, and we'll staple them into the back of the board contract, and we'll do that every year. But then I think we're going to talk about a new committee structure, school goals, and then if the school is ready to present the kind of the goals for next year from the, So what we're trying to do is we're trying to make our goals the school goals.
Okay.
And so there's not a conflicting set because, so I looked at it and there, to me, it makes sense that there's some board goals, but board goals are, you know, like we said, we want to have some training for the next 24 months. That has to do with us as board members, right? Then there's school goals, which, you know, right now we have charter fidelity, and you have to have that, but it's moving towards a kind of a matrix towards those. We want those to be the school goals, so we're not rewriting or reinventing. So school goals are that matrix, which they, if they come out with, or Amy knows a little bit about it and can guide us in that direction. So if that's ready to present, then it really cuts our board retreat down, and then we'll maybe just stay, let the school go, and then the board will stay and talk for an hour or so after. Sound good?
Yeah. So that's on
June 15th. Oh, yes. The UPACs.
And UPACs is 6th and 7th of June. For admin, it is 125. It says charter school leadership / admin.
Does it have a different price for board members?
I'm looking, I don't think so.
I want to say that they said that because I attended the meeting, it was free.
Huh? They did?
That's what I want to say. That's what I thought they said.
That's what I wanted.
We'll find another meeting. I'll go. Get another freebie.
Yeah.
But and then if you get a percentage off, you know, if you have more people, but.
Okay.
Early registration ends May 12th. If we can look at that. If anyone's willing to go, maybe I'll shoot out an email.
Well, wait until I find out, because they have a code you use to get a discount. So then you can shoot an email out with a link, and then people can just register.
Was this the board training or what?
No, it's so UPACS is an organization that gets federal. Is it federal or state?
It's the Charter School Association.
Yeah. So they actually get a big grant to train charter schools.
They're probably also the strongest lobby for charter schools in legislation.
So they hold a across the Wasatch Front, you know, they hold little trainings, and but then they do an annual conference, and there's workshops and things like that.
And there's this one, it's at the Davis Conference Center this year.
That's where they had it two years ago.
The president train you is on. The past president of the Utah Taxpayers Association, and then their board members are all legislative lobbyists, so they're pretty embedded at the state level. So. They really are good at taking, pulling information from charters and then developing legislation and running it at the Hill. They've been pretty successful the last couple of years.
Great. And they typically run classes that are board like a stream for a board and then a
teachers
and administration. So.
Okay.
So they're relevant.
Nick, do you have anything else? Laura? Sam?
Nope.
What's your name?
Steve. Motion. Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn.
A second.
By Steve. A second by Sam. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Meeting is adjourned at 6:18 p.m. Thank you for your attention.